think we're going to try to get a hike out there every weekend.
Pete Rasmussen is with the Pinocchio Hills Education Project. He says it's committed to informing people about the ecological importance of the area through peaceful means.
And I don't know, it won't be us organizing it. We're going to try to get other people to organize their own hikes. You know, there's musicians who want to get out there. We're going to keep people in those hills and watch what's going on.
Rasmussen says people from across the state have been visiting the site near Ashland. One popular vista is a ridge overlooking the potential mine. It's projected to be 4 miles long, a half mile wide, and 1,000 feet deep. Some fear an environmental disaster. Others crave the jobs. In one recent instance, the company summoned police when individuals took an employee's camera and cell phone. A Stevens Point woman has been charged with robbery in that case. Bob Seitz is spokesman for Gogebic Taconite. He says it has hired security personnel since demonstrations began.
I'd rather not talk about what we're doing on security, except because the protesters don't tell us what their plans are. And so I'm not going to say what our security arrangements are, but we work very hard to make sure that the site is as safe as we can make it.
Site says the company respects peaceful protests, but attacks on workers are out of bounds. Local law enforcement patrols demonstrations. This isn't the first time mining efforts in Wisconsin have attracted protesters. George Meyer was DNR secretary in the early 90s when people rallied against a copper mine in Crandon. They feared the process would contaminate the groundwater with sulfuric acid. Meyer says the demonstrations continued for years.
It surely did have a major impact in turning the public against the Crandon mine.
However, Meyer says, in the end, it was not the court of public opinion that defeated the mine.
But I can tell you, and I was in that position, ultimately, the federal agencies and state agencies cannot legally make a decision based on popularity.
Meyer says regulatory bodies such as the DNR and Army Corps of Engineers must make decisions based on scientific findings and the law. Today, Meyer works for the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. He plans to take its board members on a hike to the iron ore site later this summer. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.